Shana shaka tzada v'sameicha V'roi samyacha t'hei l'esem ordechai Shua sam yisar netzach V'sikos hachal eronai Shua sam yisar netzach
Shabikesh Leyav Bensian Shanker with Shoshana Yaakov. Yes, Purim is around the corner. You have your groggers ready. I don't know. They don't make much noise, these little titty ones. We have to get some big, big ones to make some noise. But, you know, they rush through the Megillah so fast that you can barely hear the humming. Okay. Watch out. I'm going to be listening. And I don't let you skip. Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know the first hour is the mix, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. I hope that you're enjoying your Hamantashen and whatever else. And let's get back to Bensian Shanker. This is Pitchuli.
Oy ki ani sabani
Ben Schenker, that's Pete Khali. Before that, Shoshanis Yaakov. Oh, a little Yiddish. We haven't heard too many Yiddish selections, but Jan Pierce will be singing Bells, classic.
Erzähl mir geschwind, weil ich will wissen, jo alles erzählt. Wie seht euch die Stimme, was hat er wohl geglanzt? Sie blieb noch das Bäumele, was ihr Kopf verflammt. Der Stiebel ist alt, verwachsen noch und groß. Der alte Dach der voll, der Fenster an der Glut. Der Garnig ist grün, sie beugen die Wand, die Wolf der Schimmer, gar nicht der Kern. Der Garnig ist grün, sie beugen die Wand, die Wolf der Schimmer, gar nicht der Kern. Wels, mein Städtelebel, hab meine kindische Juren verbracht. Wirst, mein Städter, wirst, enorme Stiebel mit alle Kinder dort gelacht. Jeden Schabes leg ich laufen nach mir dem Himmel gleich, zu sitzen unter dem grünen Bäumele, leinene Weide beteufelt. Mein Städter wird, mein Heimele, wie ich hab gehabt, die schöne Verläume so sah. Jeden Schabes leg ich laufen nach mir dem Himmel gleich, zu sitzen unter dem grünen Bäumele, leine Weide mit euch wird. Mein Städtele wird, mein Heimele, wie ich hab gehabt, die schöne Halleine.
That was Jan Pierce with Bells. Richard Tucker coming up with Sunrise Sunset Classic.
Swiftly flow. sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and
tears. Okay, we heard from the two brother-in-laws. Yes, you know that Jan Pierce and Richard Tucker are married to sisters, something like that. Just feel like playing this next selection. I know it's not particularly a Jewish song, but I like it anyway. It's a Jewish guy singing Jan Pierce, and it's an interesting thought. The Bluebird of Happiness, Jan Pierce. Let me just make sure I've got this right.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store, so learn your lesson before it is too late. Be like I, hold your head up high, till you find the bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind, knowing there's a bluebird of happiness. And when he sings to you, in blue, you will see a ray of light creep through, and so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. Biting, tearing pain, and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget, you must search till you find the bluebird. You will find peace and contentment forever if you so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird.
hope that you can find that bluebird of happiness. Why not? Oh, yes, that's my hope and my prayer. Okay. 1965. Let's see, if you were in 1965, that means that Shlomo Kaulbach had been out with his first album in 1959, 6 years earlier. And Benedict Silbermann's put together this album, In the Palace of the King. So this is a pretty early Kaulbach, wouldn't you say? Okay, let's get to the first selection. Let's hope, I don't know why this is not working. Let's try it one more time here. Okay, there it is. Okay, the first selection will be Horachamon. This is from the album In the Palace of the King from 1965.
Rachamon hu yokim yokim lonu esukas dovitanoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim yokim lonu esukas dovitanoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim lonu Sukas to vida noi foles, o rachamon, u yokim lonu, sukas to vida noi foles, o rachamon, u yokim, yokim lonu, sukas to vida noi foles. Rachamon u yokim, yokim lonu, esukas dovitanoi foles. O Rachamon u yokim lonu, esukas dovitanoi foles. O Rachamon u yokim lonu, Esukas dovid anoi foles.
Well, that's pretty early for Reb Shlomo, wouldn't you say? Yeah, going back a few years, 35. 54 years ago, Yismichu Shlomo.
Yismichu Becho Yisroel, Yismichu Becho Yisroel. Yismechu becho becho Yisroel, mikat sheshemecho. ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו בכו ישראל מקעד ששמך ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו בכו ישראל מקעד ששמך ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו ישראל ויסמכו בכו בכו
of the King with Shlomo Kalbach and the orchestration by Benedict Silbermann. You know anybody named Benedict? Anyway, let's hear from the same album, In the Palace of the King. This is Lo Sevoshi. Tachachi umatemi Loi sei vai shiv loi sikami Mati shtachachi umatemi Ibo vo vo yegesu ani eyami Venivne so yeyir alti say voy shiv loy sikar mi mate shtoy khachi u mate mi loy say voy shiv loy sikar mi mate shtoy khachi u mate mi i bo vo vo ye geso ani ye ami ven evne so ye ye al de yelo ey bo vo vo ye geso ani ye ami
loy sei voy shiv loy sikal mi mate shtaychachi u mate mi loy sei voy shiv loy sikal mi mate shtaychachi u mate mi I bom bom ye geso ani ayami venivne so ye ye alti ye lo bom bom ye geso ani ayami venivne so ye ye alti
Still with In the Palace of the King, and next is Kalbach with Shema Koleinu.
Shema Hashem Elokeinu Chus v'rachem Oleinu Voy v'kamer berachmim Berachmim uvrotzoi Ah.
I hope you're enjoying this. Let's hear one more selection. Mikdash Melech. Shlomo. Enjoyed the selections from In the Palace of the King with Shlomo Carlbach. Okay, where are we? We're in 2019, and let's go back to 1980. What happened in 1980? First of all, in 1977, Larry Gordon started the Jewish and Hebrew Sound. He was there for a couple of years, and that became JM in the AM. I had been, as you know, I had the Friday morning show in the early days, and then I got my own program on Sunday evenings at WSOU, Seton Hall University. And it's 1980, 39 years ago. I got a call from Larry. He says, I have two friends that I want to bring to you. I'd like you to debut an album of theirs. And that was the Megama duo, Moshe Yes and Shalom Levine. So they came to the studio, and I had the honor of premiering their new album at the time. It was almost 40 years ago. Since then, unfortunately, both of them have passed away, but they certainly did a lot for Jewish music through the years. They did a lot of spoofs. Let's go first to the Prayer Book Blues. Remember this one? Prayer Book Blues.
Wow, what a beautiful building. Where are we, Sholem?
Why, this is a synagogue, Moshe.
A synagogue, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What's happening, man?
Well, everybody's praying. What do you expect them to do in a synagogue?
They're praying, huh?
Sure, grab a book and start praying yourself.
I don't know what page we're on, Sholem.
Well, ask the guy next to you.
He's sleeping, Sholem.
Well, I can't help you, man. I don't know what page we're on either.
Terrible.
I'll tell you, man.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, my folks sent me to Hader when I was just a child. But instead of learning olive base, I was out there running wild. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? And the guy right next to me is taking a snooze. I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what to speak. God spoke to us in Hebrew, but to me the thing is Greek. I got my kid knows less than me in the prayer book blues. And it's not too nice to see in the synagogue blues. So it's Cheder for you, young man, and learn your olive base. Don't you dare take after me with a gall on your face. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, I guess I'll see you later, 'cause I'm going back to Cheder. I got the what page are we
page
on?
42,
in the prayer book
73,
blues.
Page 86, page 29,
page 87,
Shalom. Page 22, page 18,
Shalom.
23.
You got the wrong book there, Shalom.
No, I don't, man. It says right here, 700 ways to prepare potato latkes.
That's not the right book,
no.
Shalom.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues?
Page are we on in the prayer book blues? Okay, they're classic. Of course, they had many classics, but I think the one that really touched our hearts, our souls, was My Zadie, and it's a classic. And you know, over the 40 years, there are many other singers who tried to sing this, but somehow or other. Moshe Yes still remains, well, I guess it was his song, I guess. It's a wonderful selection of My Zadie from the Megama Duo.
My Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee. And he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke, but with a bitter memory. And he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burnt down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. He spoke about our slavery in Egypt and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. And when I came back home, they said,
Zadie's gone, and all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish like my Zadie was, and no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made us Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children sit in front of me. And who will be the Zadie of my children? Who will be their Zadie if not me? Who will be the Zadies of our children? Who will be their Zadies if not we? And Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right.
Beautiful, and a very sad commentary, would you say? Well, just very beautiful. Okay, let's hear That's My Boy. Okay.
That's my boy, that's my little boy, with the rabbis all around him. That's my boy, 8 days old, only 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, with his tallis and his tefillin. That's my boy, just 13, he's just 13. Now he's reading from the Torah. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, now he's underneath the chuppah. That's my boy, so very young, so very young, with his bride, his wedding ring. That's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's his boy, that's his little boy, with the rabbis all around him. That's his boy, 8 days old, just 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mole, that's his boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm.
Very smooth, aren't they? Yes, that's terrific. Okay, our last selection, it's a sad commentary, David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah. Remember, this was recorded 39 years ago, almost 40 years ago. Ein chadash tachat hashemesh, really? There is nothing new under the sun, unfortunately.
The Cadillacs were all lined up in the driveway. Minks of many colors were on display. The caterer was the best that money can buy. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. Uncle Abe flew in from Cincinnati. Aunt Becky drove up from Miami Beach. The rabbi was watching with a tear in his eye as David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. As David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. I want to thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God. Was the last time David Cohen saw a rabbi. His tullis and his tefillin, they got lost. He's now a lawyer up in Sacramento. Looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. And looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. I want to thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God.
The Megama Duo, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour and stay on for the second hour of Chazanut. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And you know, believe it or not, you have friends who don't even know about this program. And if you want to be a true friend, you should introduce it to them, and they will be grateful to you. Yes, I heard somebody say, my friend was grateful that I told him about it, so why don't you do the same? Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.